The reading from the Gospel of John for tonight has been coming up a lot lately. First, this lesson was the Gospel reading for the fifth Sunday of Lent, just a little over a week ago. Then we blessed rosaries and had a Eucharist with the Order of the Daughters of King last Tuesday evening, and that same passage was the reading assigned to accompany the blessing of rosaries. And now we have this story of Jesus at the home of his friends Martha, Mary, and Lazarus as our Gospel reading for tonight. We should always pay close attention to what Scripture has to say to us, but I think that is all the more true when a particular passage comes up on several occasions in a very short period of time. On the previous two occasions that this passage was a part of our readings, the reading ended with Jesus saying, "You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." That's an important line that has been interpreted to support a wide variety of understandings about how we, as followers of Jesus, are to respond to those who are considered poor. Tonight, however, the passage we have heard is lengthened. The passage includes this important information. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and believing in Jesus. What we have before us is a sideshow. Not unlike the highly popular sideshows of the circus rounding the turn of the 20th century. Everyone is coming out to see the spectacle. We have Jesus, the miracle worker, and Lazarus, the man who had been dead for 4 days. All that is missing in this scene is the bearded woman and the monkey with two heads. The whole scenario is out of control. Rather than hearing what Jesus has to say, rather than listening to this holy man of God, the crowds are swarming to get a glimpse, to touch his robes, to take all they can. If we didn't know better, we would think this is a scene from today. The individualistic me generation at its height, a rock concert, or the opening of a long-awaited show. This is not a scene from a frenzied rock concert, but it resembles one. It's not a huge riot on a political stage, but it becomes one. The scene that we have set before us, a comfortable dinner at the home of friends, sets the stage for the days that unfold. The crowd is energized. They see something new in this man. Sideshow or not, there is something new and real in him. He offers a hope that they have not had before. Those in positions of power do not want the masses to have new hope. They want the people to listen to their vacant words and empty promises. They cannot compete with one who can restore life, so they want him gone for good. He's a threat to their normal way of living. He's draining their power. He's taking their followers away. That's what Jesus does. He shifts power away from the power hungry. He moves authority away from the authoritarians. He fights violence with love and death with life. The chief priests wanted to kill Lazarus again because he represented the new world that Jesus was ushering in. A world that was outside their control and their power. As we make our way this Holy Week, what is it that we don't want Jesus to touch in our world or in our lives? What is it that we would not let Jesus' transformative power near? What do we hold on to so tightly that we don't want changed or taken out of our control? I invite you to walk this week the way of the cross, the way of letting go, the way of transformation. Not the way of fear or gawking as an outsider looking in and finding fault. I invite you to do the hard work of change, which leads to life and freedom.